faith without direction. All right? So what is faith without direction? The definition of faith is strong belief in God or in the doctrines of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. The definition of without is the absence of, the definition of direction, a course along which someone or something moves. Praise God. The other day, God gave me a word. And what he told me to do, he told me to look up the word testimony. So he said, once I look up the word testimony, he wanted me to look up the word test. And then he wanted me to look up the word money. So me being obedient, because a lot of times I'm not. So being obedient, I went and looked up the definition of these words. So for those that don't know, testimony, a formal written or spoken statement, especially one given in a court of law. For those that don't know, on the streets, that's snitching. All right? So snitches get stitches, in case y'all didn't know that. All right? Just want to put that disclaimer out there. I'm not in the streets, but let me continue, sir. So just kidding. You may find yourself in a situation where you have to drop down. As for me, can't do it. So if Brother Steve see y'all doing something, you're on your own. No, I'm just kidding. So in the Bible, a testimony is a story, something God has done in your life that you would like to share. This could be anything, a new job, a new home, a new car, a test that has you stressed out. If you are able to see the blessing in it, please share. You never know. Your testimony may inspire someone or restore their faith. Amen. It's really that easy. We make it complicated. So in that context, I'm cool with snitching. Carry on. So test, a procedure intended to establish the quality or performance or reliability of something, especially before it is taken into widespread use. The word test in Hebrew is nasa or bakin, in the Bible defined as proving the quality of something, usually by putting it through a trial of some kind. Moni is a Scottish word for many. Think about that. Many tests. God puts us through many tests. Is God dope or what? So God tested Abraham to reveal strength and improve the reality of his faith when he was called to trust God's word over his own human reasoning. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son because he trusted God that much. Remember, God would test y'all. He'll test your faith for the same reason. So to answer the question, what is faith without direction? The honest truth is nothing becomes of your belief because you have no work. Example, I want a new job, but you never apply for a new job. The problem is you believe with your mouth, but you have no work to show you believe. That's like God saying you're healed, but you're still claiming you're sick. What is your work that you believe? Maybe this lesson is about obeying and trusting God. Because God produces good works. Does faith always require action? Yes, it does. Faith requires action. It takes faith and action to experience God's best. Simply having faith with God, simply having faith that God will provide a way doesn't always make a way. This way of thinking would delay your blessing. Picture this. We express faith every time we sit in the chair, acting on the belief that the chair will hold us up. It's that simple. The Bible is full of stories where people that faith that took. Excuse me. I'm nervous. I'm getting there. Allow me to process. Yeah, come on. Everybody needs a what? I almost said something. God bless you, brother. I almost said something. All right. So the Bible's filled with stories of people that put their faith in God to do the impossible. When James informed us that faith without works is dead, he's saying that you're saved by faith, not by your works. In other words, wait a minute. Lost my spot. This dude talking about daddy done got me messed up. All right. Nah, man, you can't loosen me up talking like that. I don't even know my daddy, bruh. That's a touchy subject. But, all right. Okay, so let me see. All right, so he's saying you're saved by faith, not by your works. We all agree, right, that the body without breath is dead. This is the same as a person without the spirit. They're spiritually dead. What does it mean to be spiritually dead? Spiritual death is separation from God caused by sin. Your sins have separated you and God. The spiritual death is otherwise regarded as the death of the soul. The soul that sins shall die. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4. Go ahead and write that down. I'll wait. All right. All right, did you know that there are four types of faith? Did y'all know that? Well, I got some juice. All right, so demonic faith. James teaches us that there is one God. The devil also believes and trembles. Their faith is intellectual. They have no doubt about who God is. They rebelliously choose to serve Satan, who also knows that God died and rose on the third day. He might even be able to explain it better than we can. Even with this knowledge, it won't save you. So here's my truth. I believed in God, but I didn't know God. I had friends that would talk about God, and the conversation made me uneasy. Why did talking about God make me uneasy? Because I knew I wasn't living right. So because I wasn't living right, when we had the conversation about God, you know, I was shy away. I didn't want to have that conversation. Because I didn't want to have that conversation, you know, I would pray. But I wouldn't pray like I knew God. I would pray because I'm trying to figure out what they're saying and how do I apply that to my life. All right? So my life was worldly and corrupt. I prayed before I went to the club, before I rolled up, before I smoked. You know what I'm saying? When I went to jail, yeah, I prayed. One time I was in jail, and this old dude, he says, youngster, you got more time than money. So I'm like, you right. I'm not about to waste my money on this. But then it was court day after court day after court day. So about 6 months in, I'm like, you know what? I got money. Can I get out? But I no longer had the option to get out. So I had to sit there and go through the process. But what I did is I prayed and I asked God to get me out the situation. So he got me out the situation. When he got me out the situation, you think I would have gave up and started doing the right thing, right? I didn't. He followed me into some more sin, you know. I ended up taking a whole nother trip back to jail, not as long this time, but I went back. But God has a way of getting your attention, but some of us just don't listen. We just don't listen to what he has to say when he's speaking to us. So the next faith is vain faith. Now, everyone that confesses Jesus as the Lord and Savior will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only those who do the will of God will enter. There's more required than just tithes, prayer, and church attendance. I repeat, there's more required than just tithes, attendance, that. So more required than just tithes, prayer, and church attendance. Please hear me when I say this. The time is now. Get up out your comfort zone and do what your daddy told you. Not Brother Fife. He is not your daddy. Because to be honest, none of us want to hear God say, I never knew you. Depart from me. That's the ultimate curve. It hurts just thinking about it. I remember I would say that I didn't need to go to church. Church is in my heart. Church is wherever I needed to be. So that's how I walked, you know? Drink, blaze, have church. Was that right? No, I wasn't right. But I thought I had it all figured out. I remember having a conversation with Sister Dawn, and she says, can I say something without offending you? So in my head, I'm like, I'm tough. I got this. What you got to say? She said, it's amazing that you talk about God, but you don't know God. So now I'm seeing red. Like, what you mean I don't know God? I know God. Thank you, Jesus. Nah, but you know, she said that. So at first I had to pause, like, what is she talking about? But when I got off the phone, I thought about what she said, and she was right. I didn't really know God. And I think the reason why I didn't know God, because I was scared to give my life to the Lord, because I knew I would have to change my way of living. And I loved the way I was living. I mean, it was fun. It was interesting. It was always drama. But drama, it don't get you nowhere. So I decided to get down with the King.
Here I am.
All right. So the next one is saving faith. When James says faith without works is dead, he is saying that people who claim to have faith but do nothing because of it have no living faith at all. People who don't follow through with the right actions are showing that they are mistaken about the idea that they have faith. Because if you did have faith, they would follow up with the right behavior. So I challenge you to examine yourselves, test yourselves to see if you are in the faith, or do you not recognize that about yourself? Jesus is in you unless you fail to meet the test. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5. A person is saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. A Christian is sanctified by faith and serves others by the same faith. A true believer lives and walks by faith every day. Does this describe your faith? Be aware of counterfeit faith, faith of the world. So God was telling me to do a Bible study with these boys, right? So he would tell me, I was listening, but I didn't do it. If y'all didn't know, I was hard-headed. I'm still hard-headed, but I've been hard-headed my entire life. So he told me to get a boys' Bible study. I kept on hearing it. You know, I won't say no name, Sister Don, but I kept on hearing that I needed to do a Bible study. But, you know, I never minded it. You know, but God was still showing out. You know, I got a promotion. I'm making more money. I'm getting the days off I want. God was still showing off. But just because it glittered don't mean it's gold. I had to really humble myself because stuff started getting tight. When I say tight, I mean I'm making more money. I got this new promotion. But yet and still, it seems like it was tighter than when I was making less. And that's because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. So God revealed to me that I wasn't obedient to his word and what he told me to do. So in that moment, I said, come here, boys. Y'all get y'all Bibles. We're going to learn today. So they went and got their Bibles. I broke out the packets. But not only did I break out the packets for them, I broke out the packets for myself. Once I started being obedient to God's word, I started seeing that things started to change. Now, we ain't talking about something that happened in the past. This is like right now. I'm still trying to get out the trenches. But what I do know is you got to be obedient to God's word. If you're not obedient to God's word, then some things might happen. You might get a flat tire, ain't got no money to get it fixed. Water heater might go out, you know what I mean? The story goes on and on. So I'm sharing this story as a warning to say, if God tells you to do it, do it. We really don't have time to be playing. It's time to get into position. So the next faith is dead faith, all right? So as James put it, faith without works is dead. In other words, if your faith is real, you will produce fruit and be able to see your harvest. This is good works and evidence that your faith is genuine. A faithful Christian doesn't have to be motivated because we do what the Holy Spirit has already instructed us to do. If your faith is dead, it would be obvious by lack of good fruit, selfish thoughts, disrespectful words, or immoral deeds. Basically, your actions speak louder than your words. When I first started coming to church, I used to watch all my brothers and sisters. I used to watch how they witnessed to people. I used to watch how they walked, you know what I mean? Pastor Marquise. I definitely learned a lot from him and Sister Jay, Sister Don, like every one of y'all up in here I learned the piece from. But what I learned is that it's more than just saying with your mouth that you believe. You actually got to walk it out. You actually got to talk to people and talk to them about the word. So I used to be nervous to talk to people about the word because I thought I didn't know the word. But God will hide the word in your heart. So the first people that I spoke to, you know, was my family. So I would tell them about the word. But at the same time, I still had a bad temper. So all it took was a little bit, and the old Steve would come out. I was trying to fit the old man in my new life, which is like trying to fit a square cube into a circle. It just won't fit. So because I was trying to do that, I would witness to somebody and then turn around and offend them. That's not godly. And it took me to sit up here in front of y'all today writing this lesson to understand that I got a lot of growth. But because I have a lot of growth, I know who to go to for my support. So I'm going to share a story, and this story is about a beekeeper. So a beekeeper was showing all the honey he had gotten from his beehives. He took the lid off a 5-gallon bucket full of honey, and on top of the honey, there were 3 little bees struggling. They were covered in sticky honey and drowning. The beekeeper was sure they wouldn't survive casualties of honey collection. The beekeeper decided to scoop the bees out of the bucket. He put them in an empty yogurt container and put the container outside. Because he had disrupted the hive from the earlier honey collection, there were bees flying all over the place. The beekeeper left the 3 little bees in the container on a bench outside to their fate. A little while later, guess what started to happen? These 3 little bees were surrounded by all their sisters. All these bees were females, and they were cleaning the sticky, nearly dead bees. The sticky, nearly dead bees, helping them to get all the honey off of their bodies. A short time later, there was only one little bee left in the container. She was still being tended to by her sisters. One last check, and all three of the bees had been cleaned off enough to fly away. The container was empty. The three little bees lived because they were surrounded by family and friends who would not give up on them. Family and friends who refused to let them drown in their own stickiness. So they worked together to help until the last little bee could be set free. We are the peculiar people, God's own chosen people. Just like the bees, we will come together to save our brothers and sisters. No souls left behind is the motto, right? I care about your salvation because I care about you. I stand in the gap, fast, and pray if that's what it takes to free you from the stickiness of the world. But you're going to have to get in position in order to be cleaned up. This is how you line up with God's will. In conclusion, there is one God. We have to stop being our own God. In order to be redirected in our faith, we have to follow the leading of the Spirit. Stop trying to think it out. Just do it. We can't redesign his instruction, meaning if God said no, that doesn't mean ask the same question a different way. We have to stop overthinking what God said. No one on earth can overturn what God told you. I don't care how you try to switch it up. God will send people to warn you. He'll also say yes if your will is greater than his, because he already knows your mind is made up. This can be a gift and a curse. If God says no, just know there's purpose. It doesn't mean it's not forever. It just means not right now. Don't force his hand. You might not like the outcome. We're all guilty of this. Please pay attention and trust the process. When you believe in God, it takes obedience, and at times, much is required. Living faith has fruit. Your behavior, your growth, what you've overcome, and your victories. We have to stay in our prayer closets in order to walk in faith. Amen. God gives us grace. Start serving self and learn to serve him. Where's your harvest if you're still thinking, I have great faith? This may sound harsh, but great faith is active and moving, following instruction without knowing the outcome. We serve a mighty God, and nothing is impossible for him. God knows everything, every hair on your head, and every thought. If you believe in God but haven't received him, you lack faith. You lack direction. Faith without works is dead. With that being said, I'm going to pray us out. Jesus, thank you for going before me, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to speak to my brothers and sisters about your word and your will, Lord. I ask that we take some of what you said tonight, Lord, that we apply it to our lives to move according to your will. We thank you for all that you continue to do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. For anyone that would like to come up to the front that needs prayer, please make your way to the front. In Jesus' name, amen.